You know, over the years, I've seen it all. So now, I'm sharing it all. Join me for unfiltered talks with the names you love on my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich. Follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
Your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
Oh yeah, football.
From potholes to pop-ups, we got it covered.
Hey!
Here's Bob Fesco.
Take a bite out of my ass.
Yeah. And Dusty Likens.
Big nuts
on a Friday.
I'm revved up, thirsty, and ready to drown.
Bad day to be a Surfside today. This comes from our buddy Tyler on Twitter, Bob Dusty Mac, on the topic of car accidents. As a teenager, I got hit by a drunk driver when I was 16, and it totaled my car. I got rides from people that my parents bought me a truck and told me to get back behind the wheel to this day. I'm glad they did.
Yeah, and I made my daughter drive that day. I mean, she had to go to work, and I said, you're back in the car, but that's what you got to do.
I hear you.
You got to get back in the saddle. The longer you wait, the harder it is going to be to kind of get back at that thing. And so she had the accident, like, you know, 4 o'clock or whatever it was. She had to be at her second job, by the way, at 6 o'clock that night. And I said, get in the Bronco and drive. Let's go. She goes, really? I go, yes, absolutely. You're going to drive. You're going to be fine. It's okay. And that sucks though, man, Tyler. I feel bad for you getting hit by a drunk. And that actually is my Richard of the Week this week. So you'll have to stay tuned till 9:45 because there's a guy out there that has been a menace to society, but he's not my Richard of the Week. I'll tell you why coming up at 9:45, who the actual Richard of the Week is in that situation. So I appreciate the text though, Tyler, man. Like everybody does at that age, get into some sort of car accident. And it happens. And, you know, I was talking to Ralph yesterday. He goes, Roman's, you know, trashed 3 cars. Ralphie's banged up another 2 cars. And it's like, this is what kids do. I go, yeah, this is exactly what kids do. Cost us money. You know? So it's just constant, right? It just goes out. I mean,
oh yeah, I did it twice.
You know, yep. you had 2 accidents as a kid, huh?
Two total cars. Yeah. Oh yeah.
So the World Soccer Championship is underway. I believe Mexico won yesterday.
They had more red cards than goals in that game yesterday.
Damn.
There was
one red card last year, or last time they had the World Soccer Championship.
In the entire World Cup, there was one red card the whole time. There were 3 yesterday. Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of new rules.
Oh, yes, there is.
Yes.
Oh, there are?
Oh, yes.
Soccer's changing the rules. They get rid of offsides.
For this tournament specifically, they're being a lot stricter on a lot of things.
Like, what do you mean and why?
Like, players holding, I could pull up the video, but yeah, players holding their hands over their mouths when they talk to another player. So no more of that.
So what are football coaches going to do in that situation? Well, every NFL coach puts that thing in front of their face.
Play, but as a player going to another player, talking smack, saying things, we're not doing that
anymore.
Can you
do this to your own player, though, and disguise what you guys are trying to say?
I don't know. Subs, you have to be off the field within 10 seconds. If you're not, that's a red card. Like there's lots of little finicky things that, or if when you're throw-ins on the side, like you have to throw it in within a certain amount of time, they're going to be taking you down. If you don't, that's a red card.
Pace of play, they're trying to increase the pace of play in soccer, which is funny because the pace of play in soccer is what it is. The clock just runs. It's not like it stops and you've got, you know, step off the mound. Now, I know there is actually the added time that gets put on there at the end, but I wouldn't think, like, every soccer game is about the same amount of time that you're going to invest, 2 hours, 15 minutes, and it's all said and done.
Sorry, bad journalism on Dusty Likens. 4 red cards in the Russia games. 4 total when it was in Qatar.
Okay.
And then there's 3 yesterday.
Yeah, 3
so
yesterday.
So it was 4 total and 3 in one game.
Yeah,
so that's my bad. My bad, MB from DL there. I do want to bring this up because I think this is when people kind of start to get in the flow of things. Obviously, FanFest is open to all. Yesterday, Alex Gold was down there doing some work for the station and himself. Showed you how to take the bus and the shuttle and showed all the cool things that are out there. And it's on the TV.
I
right
pose
now
with the World Cup trophy, too. You can see it on X.
And I do want that beer mug. That's the World Cup beer mug. I would love to have that.
Oh, yeah. Those look amazing.
And when you fill it up with your beer, it looks like a replica trophy.
It looks dope.
Bigley's got 6 of them. but it's when it gets here, right? Like Friday night, no NBA, no Stanley Cup. By the time the Royals are done playing, the game will be like in the 10th minute probably because it starts at 8 o'clock. Royals start at 6:40. And now you kind of get this.
Unless there's no rain, then it may get delayed even further.
There you go. And so when you look at all of that and you start to kind of watch the team, because there's a lot of people that know what they're talking about on the Four Letter Network or FS1, wherever you get your sports television, that are like, this is a good era for United States soccer. Christian Pulisic is your superstar. They're all in their youth. Like, I think the oldest player is like 28, which is, some people would say, ancient in soccer. But again, you get to kind of watch these games and kind of feel like you get into the vibe of it. And the way I described it yesterday to a buddy was like, it kind of feels like every time the World Cup is here, it's kind of like the Olympics for me. Like, I'm not really into like the Olympics. And then they start and I'm like, did you see that curling match the other day?
Yeah.
Or did you see that high jumper, what he did on it?
Olympics were great for us because of the time frame of where they fell.
They were like 3 in the morning and, you know, starting at 6 and whatever it may be. And I think that's what happened yesterday is, oh, okay, the games have started, and the United States playing tonight will help. If they win tonight, it'll build more steam moving forward. And I think that's when people get kind of into it. Like, it takes forever to get here, and then it gets here, and it's non-stop action. You've got countries that have great players. You've got Portugal with Ronaldo. You've got Argentina with Messi. You've got Mbappe in France. You have Harry Kane in England.
And they're based here, too. Like, England's living in Prairie Village, dude.
Gotta love that.
Like, they're living down there. Like, you know, where are they at? They're, like, at Lamar in, like, 87. Their old golf course there. What was it where my friend Haney got married? It wasn't Brookridge, I don't think. But that's where they are. They're down there just hanging out. Like, we've got all these teams. Have you been watching the stuff that's going on in Lawrence with Team Algeria,
it's
too?
Amazing.
I mean, what's going on in Lawrence, Kansas right now, maybe one of the more impressive things ever. The entire city's out there at practice supporting these guys. KU has done an unbelievable job. Shout out to the athletic department at KU for getting their guys from Team Algeria inside Allen Fieldhouse yesterday, giving them a tour of Hoagland Ballpark, letting them check out everything. The KU marching band was out there playing the Algerian fight song and stuff like that. Lawrence has really embraced Team Algeria. I saw one guy yesterday go, "Rock Chalk Algeria." And I'm like, that's really cool, man. Like, they have embraced it just like every town that has a team. Like, Chattanooga, Tennessee is housing the Spanish team. Have you seen this?
Yes.
And the people of Chattanooga are like, this is so cool that these guys are in our town. And so if you see them out and about, like, one of the players from Spain was at the Walmart in Chattanooga. I mean, this is awesome that these folks are here. Like, Harry Kane is wandering around Prairie Village today.
Unbelievable. It's crazy, dude. Some of the best athletes in the world around us.
Yeah.
And it's so cool. And all their fans with them, too. We get to kind of be ingrained in their culture and vice versa for them. And it's awesome. It's what it's about. It feels like, all right, World Cup, whatever. And now it's here. And now we can stop talking about the Civic, the hotels. The FIFA is out of it. We don't have to mention them one more time for the next month and a half. It's about the soccer. It's about the culture. It's about the people. Yeah. I'm excited.
I am, too. But I will say the hotels are dead. It was like we were down there yesterday.
Yeah,
like,
I get that.
You know, but that's on FIFA for holding all these rooms. I mean, we should have had BMA this weekend. And we were told we could not have BMA this weekend because of FIFA. And so we had to move it up a week. Not that that was a big deal, but we were told – everybody was told you can't have rooms this week because of FIFA. And so here we are, and now they're all empty. But yeah, now we're here. Now it's fun. And another interesting thing, we have the Netherlands here as well. They're playing, practicing up at the current facility. And there's a mathematician out there who's predicted the three World Cups correctly in the last 3 years. And this year he picked the Netherlands to win. England could potentially win this thing. I think it would be cool, other than the United States, if one of these four teams that's based in our area actually went out there and won the World Cup. And I could find myself rooting for England and the Netherlands later on because they were here in Kansas City.
I think I seem to have a death wish. After getting it right three times in a row, I picked a team that is considered to be not amongst the favorites this time around. Netherlands is one of those countries that persistently performs above the batting average that it should have based on the foundations of the country.
You have been famous now for your forecasts about the world of football, the world of soccer for our American viewers. Tell me about it.
Yes. So what I do is I use an economic model that uses economic variables to try to predict which teams are likely to win. And that model simply rests on four factors. First of all, population. Now, if you have more people in your country, you have a bigger talent pool to tap into. The second one is climate. You need to be able to play soccer year-round. If it's too hot, too cold, you can't play it, and that gives you a natural disadvantage. The third one is being wealthy enough to have the infrastructure to develop talent. It's not just enough to have a big talent pool. You also have to have the schools, the training grounds, etc., to develop them into world-class players. And then the fourth one is the current FIFA world ranking, just to get an idea which teams have a particularly good generation of players right now.
So there's
super
your
cool.
It is. Yeah. Some baseball team is scrambling to get the guy's number to hire him.
So real quickly before we go to break, who are you taking to win it all?
I'm going to go, I don't know. I'm going to root for one of the teams here. It's either England or the Netherlands for me. I'll go England.
There you go.
I like how it's phrased in the document, uneducated picks.
Yes, exactly. Well, that's what we got, right?
Well, none of us are soccer insider over there.
World Cup picks. Let's make some uneducated wagers. Because they are. I don't know. I go with England. They're based here. They're usually pretty good, right?
I'll go the Netherlands because they've never won and they're here and they've made the final three different times.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, England's been my team since the jump. That's who I've said is going to win it all, and that's who I hope wins it all, according to my DoorDash thing. I don't know what I get if they win. But
they do have one title in 1966.
Mm. Wow, it's been that long, almost like the Knicks.
Only eight countries have ever won.
That's crazy.
Coming up on the other side, we get into more of what Texas Tech had to say, because these people suck. 96.5 The Fan, your own for Kansas City Sports.
Get bent.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty, analytically the best morning radio show in Kansas City.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Voted by people.
There's a lot of people talking out of their butt.
Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. 96.5 The Fan.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.